This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes past the hour, it is the Countdown Show featuring Talkers Magazine's top 10 topics of the week, stories, and people. We'll get to all of that. I am Victoria Keel, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and our friend of the show, Joe Crummy, the host and mastermind behind Evil Thoughts, his podcast that you can download wherever you listen to podcasts. So welcome, gentlemen. How are we today?
It's great to be here. Thank you. And, Joe, it's always good to work with you. And, Victoria, I believe this is the second time we've worked together. So
yes.
I look
this
forward to
it. This might become a thing, Michael.
My goodness, they're talking already. The people are talking. And what I find fascinating, and I think it's worth disclosing it because it's a fascinating aspect of modern media. All three of us are in different parts of the country, and it's being controlled by another person who is in a fourth part of the country. And,
that is correct. Where are you, Michael?
I'm in Massachusetts.
You're in Massachusetts. Okay.
That's where I spend about three quarters of the year, and I spend the other quarter of the year down in Florida. So I'm still in the northeast part of it, and it's starting to get brisk and cold, and the leaves are blowing around. It's a beautiful time of year. I don't know if I know Joe is out in L.A., and Joe, you're a guy who's been on great radio stations all around the country. Do you remember what the fall in the northeast is like?
Do you remember those days, Joe?
How does one forget?
Yeah, no, fall is beautiful. Fall is beautiful. Most recently, I was in New York, and it was beautiful right up until like December 1st. It's gorgeous, and that's when you get your ticket to Florida. Is that right, Michael?
It's hard to get away. You know, there's inertia when you're in a place. It's hard to move from it, and then when you start moving, it's hard to stop. And I've always found it very difficult at this time of year, whether we go before the holidays, after the holidays. And I have a whole, one of our headquarters is down there, so I have a whole business headquarter down there, and I have to get into that. And I don't know. I'm as I get older, I find myself just liking to stay put. Travel is no longer as much fun as it was. Remember when travel was exciting? You got dressed up to go on an airplane.
Yeah, right? Those are the days. Well,
yeah.
Because we are all spread around the country, like Michael said, Michael's in Massachusetts, I'm in New York City, our studio is in Washington, D.C., and Joe Crummy is out in L.A., we have kind of a unique perspective because all of us are in different states. We are following the news all week long. This was a big, big week for news all across the board, whether you've got L.A. stuff going on with the Hollywood scandals where Joe is, lots of tax reform talk, Russia investigations. I mean, the list really could have gone on and on, but thanks to Talkers Magazine, you guys have narrowed it down to the top 10. Michael, why don't you take us through some of the high points if you want to start us out.
All right. And as Victoria just said, I mean, there are many topics on this survey that during normal times, whatever that is or was, would have, been enough to dominate conversation. At number 10, we have the World Series that just concluded. And Joe, to your friends in L.A., my apologies.
Condolences.
Yeah.
A lot of heartbreak in L.A.
They're probably depressed there, I would imagine.
Oh, very depressed, my friends.
I was talking to my kid yesterday who came back from school. I said, how is it? And he goes, oh, it was awful. You know, I'll tell you this. I was thrilled because I was not emotionally involved, and I thought it was because I'm a Yankee fan. I got to tell you, that was a great series. Everybody knows that.
But it was great
to be emotionally involved. I don't know how you could take it if you were a Houston fan or you were a Dodger fan. Some of those games were like two heavyweight fighters just like trading punches. I couldn't have dealt with it, so I was happy that I just watched the games, and I thought I was entertained, and I wasn't even a fan. I just loved it, though.
Well, people who didn't have a horse in the race, I mean, it was great for ratings, and it was great to just see a series that wasn't a wash. You know, it was so fun to see a real competition.
Yeah, baseball came out okay in this, and NFL ratings are part of number 10. There's a lot of talk about the NFL having some problems and the deadline trade. So a lot of sports stuff at number 10. At number 9, the Iran missile threats. At number 8, economic news, most of which is positive, which is amazing, isn't it? At number 7, the North Korea Korea nuke program. It's not a show on the radio. It's a program. And the, look at this. The North Korea's nuke program. Who's hosting that? At number six, the sexual assault cases. It's called the Weinstein effect. It could be higher on the list. Breaking this down is tricky.
It keeps building, too.
And you had mentioned gossip, Hollywood. This is now all over the world, Victoria, yeah. as you realize. And it is building, and it's probably the most interesting from a standpoint of conversation topic on our survey. At number five, the GOP tax reform bill, which is probably the most important discussion. Clinton's DNC takeover at number four, that brewing brouhaha. The Uranium One deal at number three. The New York City terror attack. On top of everything, we had another terror attack in New York. It'll be interesting to get your take on that, Victoria. And Trump's response. And number one, will news ever stop? The Mueller investigation and indictments. People on the survey, real quick. Kim Jong-un at number 10. The now infamous Kevin Spacey at number 9. What's happening to him? At number 8, Paul Ryan, 7, Jeff Sessions, Donna Brazile and Bernie Sanders at 6, Hillary and Barack at 5, John Kelly at 4, number 3, Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos, and Robert Mueller at 2, Donald Trump at 1. Oh my gosh, what a parade.
What a week. What a week for the American people, right? I mean, we've got something for everybody on this list. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will dive into these topics and the people of interest in the news. It is 13 past the hour. It's the Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's the Countdown Show. It's almost 15 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keelan. We have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joining us today. And we also have Joe Crummy, the mastermind and host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And so we are going through the top 10 stories of the week as per Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers. And so you guys do lots of research to figure out what the major stories were this week. This week had lots of variety. Lots of intrigue, lots of controversy. This was a good news week. At number 10 was the World Series, of course, devastating to LA Dodger fans, but a total triumph for the city of Houston and the Houston Astros. Congratulations to them. The NFL ratings continues to be in the headlines as well. The interesting thing, one of the funny things I thought about this story this week was, did you guys hear about Papa John's and their connection to the NFL ratings?
All I've heard was, and I may be off base on this, was that Papa John says that their sales are down as well. Is that what you're referring to?
It is, and their Papa John's had their quarterly investor call. It did not go well. Their stock dropped by 11%, and the CEO, I believe his name's John Schnatter, he full on blames Roger Goodell for the decline in Papa John's pizza sales. Papa John's is the number one brand associated with the NFL besides Pepsi, and so he took a shot right at Roger Goodell. The funny thing, though, was that he says, this is one CEO criticizing another CEO, that leadership starts from the top. And so he's blaming, a CEO is blaming another CEO for a lack of leadership, and yet he's not taking any responsibility for his own decline in sales. So I thought,
what's changed in the world of pizza? I mean, does he make them differently than they did last year? I'm just saying that the ratings I read this morning, they're down 7% on the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at, I think they do about $3.5 billion in ad revenue every single year. Mm-hmm. And so they're down. And with the article I was reading this morning, I think it was in Bloomberg, was that they're out of excuses. That was the angle. It used to be, it was the hurricane. Oh, it was evil Trump last year in the election. It was the kneeling controversy. And now they're saying, now you're out of excuses. You're down 7%. You got no reason besides people just aren't tuning in.
People aren't tuning in, and people have cut the cord with cable, and that's another thing that they haven't really, that's a big decline in the ratings as well, and now a lot of people watch Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime. You can also see it on Twitter. We cut the cord in our house, so we have PlayStation View, and so we have the NFL Network on PlayStation, so it's not being counted in the traditional ratings, and the NFL has not kept up with that technology, I don't think.
Good point, Victoria.
You know what I saw, you guys, on the World Series, and I don't know anything about this yet, but didn't you see the ads of the World Series for, it was YouTube TV, which I understand YouTube is TV. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're somehow partnering with MLB at the same time. And the ads were, you can watch anything you want whenever, and I thought, this is going to be interesting. I haven't researched it, but it was all over the World Series that somehow YouTube is now going to be providing some kind of programming from TV, and I don't know what it is yet, but it was interesting to me to see it.
One of the things that YouTube does during major events now is if you go to YouTube and you write in the name of the event, you'll find that there's a YouTube click that will either be covering a convention or covering a debate or covering a major sports event. What the legal connections of all that are, I'm not sure, you know, but I do know that TV is bleeding all over the place into one platform into another, and the entire paradigm of television is indeed changing, and we're in the middle of that evolution. It's happening quickly. I'd say within 2 or 3 years, it'll be a whole different thing. And the day of the local television station and the local cable company and bundling and all of that stuff will be over. Right now, it's just it's a crazy evolution. It's the Wild West of television.
That's a great way to put it. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want. When I do the podcast every day, I'm looking for live stuff, and I go to YouTube, and they're streaming a lot of stuff live these days. The only thing I would say is I wouldn't worry too much about revenue, because more and more, as I use the web, I hang out on the web every single day, all day long, and there's more ads on than ever before. So people are going to make money. It's just that it's going to change.
Yeah, there's no question. As a matter of fact, one of the problems with the internet is that you have more advertising there than we used to have on regular television. Every time, isn't it frustrating when you want to watch a news story, you have to see the same advertisement over and over for every angle of it? I do want to mention one thing in favor of the NFL. Their ratings have not gone down as much as most of the television around them. So there's a lot more to this story.
That is true.
But I think we're coming up on a break.
Yes, we are. It's the Countdown Show, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. We will be taking you through the top 10 stories of the week as researched by Talkers, and we will be right back with more.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, who supplies us with the top 10 list of the most talked about stories, according to Talkers this week. Also joining us is Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And I'm sure Joe's Evil Thoughts will be quickly become one of your new favorites as well. Welcome, guys. So we're making our way through the list. At number 9 on the list, Iran missile threats. Probably not a whole lot we can add to that. Number 8 is positive economic news. Seems to be good news all around. No complaints there. Number 7 is the North Korea nuke program. This is kind of interest because of two things happening. President Trump will be in South Korea on Tuesday, and also I believe they lit the Olympic torch for the Seoul Games, the Winter Olympics, and a lot of people on Twitter have been wondering, with all this nuclear threats, will the Olympics actually stay in Seoul, or will they move them sort of at the last minute? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll jump in. The Seoul is in a very bad strategic spot when it comes to this whole North and South Korea problem.
Right.
Seoul is one of the most vulnerable places in the world, nuclear or not. There are many, many, many missiles aimed at Seoul. And there's no question, based on at least what he's saying, that Kim Jong-un would immediately go after them. And Joe, you certainly know, being on talk radio all these years, that any Olympics is a target for problems.
And they have been. And they have been over the years. I think, though, I was listening to you guys talk about this. I did not even know this, but I'm thinking if he were to do something stupid in terms of an all-out attack, I can't believe he would be that stupid. This gets down to the whole thing. Is he a madman or not? I don't think he's a madman. And I don't think that he would do anything. And to your question, Victoria, would they change the venue? Logistically, I don't know how you would do that.
It would be very difficult.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Michael. Do you think he'd be stupid enough to pull anything like that? I don't. Even though he did accuse us of trying to start another nuclear war, I believe it was yesterday.
I think I saw that this morning. Kim Jong-un had said that yesterday. But I would say to you, what's new with that? We get that every day.
Yeah, you know, what I find fascinating about this is how the story goes from being a crisis to being back page news, you know, as the pendulum swings from Monday to, from Monday to Friday.
It's either going to be Armageddon today, tomorrow, not so much.
Right, and that makes me question the reality of reality. I sometimes get the feeling, and I think that the North Korea story is a great indicator of it, that there's a big disconnect between the headlines that the American public is fed and talks about and what's really happening behind the scenes in terms of importance. And
I think that's a great point.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and I, and as somebody involved in the making of charts, charting the what we're talking about, I often have to think about that. You know, well,
are we being played? Right? Is this a bunch of PR? How excited should we get?
And I do think we are being played. I think that we live in an incredibly disingenuous era where the institutions that we count on as being the framework and the, you know, the bulwark of reality.
You haven't even gotten to the Clintons yet. Listen to you now.
We think, really quick, before we go to a break, do we think that President Trump visiting Seoul is a good thing, or do we think that that's antagonistic? What are our quick thoughts on that with 30 seconds?
I unfortunately lost part of your question, and we only have 30 seconds.
I'll say this. I think it is good, and I do think it's antagonistic. How about that?
All right. Well, Joe Crummy, big fan of the president, so there you go. I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out, but it's 28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and my guests today are Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine. And we get all of our information, our top 10 stories of the week and top 10 people of the week come from Talkers, courtesy of Michael. We also have Joe Crummy, who is the host of the podcast Evil Thoughts. That is a daily podcast that you... I know, he wants me to say it in a more evil way. Evil Thoughts. You can find his podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and that is a daily show. So we are working our way through the top 10. We'll do a quick recap. Number 10 was the World Series / NFL ratings. Number 9, the Iran missile threats. Number 8, positive economic news. Who doesn't love that? Number 7, North Korea's nuke program and the potential ramifications it will have on the Seoul Winter Games. President Trump will also be there as part of his Asia tour starting on Tuesday. And number 6 is probably, could be, as Michael Harrison said earlier in the show, could be higher up on the list. It is certainly the most buzzed about topic. Number 6 is sexual assault cases. I feel like we can just say go. There's so much to say with this one.
Yeah, it's growing. It's no longer just show business. It's no longer just one side of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even men versus women. This whole Kevin Spacey thing is fascinating. And I think that it. I'm very hesitant to say that anything marks a watershed, a milestone, because news changes so fast. You know, it's possible with the way things go that next week no one will be talking about it anymore because there'll be something else. But I have the feeling that this is the culmination of many, many decades of, this earthquake building, and now boom, in terms of relationships between men and women, between employers and employees, between the powerful and the powerless, in terms of using sex, money, and power for for just that power. It's a revelation, and it's not surprising on one hand, but it is on another. I mean, Victoria, do you find it surprising?
Not really. No, I think any woman in a lot of different fields, we've all experienced some form of sexual harassment. I was surprised at how big the Harvey Weinstein story got. I mean, it's, what are we at, 200 women or something now? I mean, just, it's, I was surprised at the scope of that story. That did create this avalanche, though, of all these other, Brett Ratner, the director, he's now severed tie, or Warner Brothers has severed ties with him. It just, the stories keep coming out. There's more and more. Danny Masterson, who was an actor on That 70s Show, he has 4 different rape allegations against him that have actually been sitting with the LAPD for several years, and the fact that he's a Scientologist is now coming to the forefront. Scientology may be helping him get away with these crimes. It's just, it's on every level. Then you hear all these employees who at NPR who are so upset with the way that the CEO of NPR handled a lot of sexual harassment claims. It's like you said, Michael, it's not just Hollywood. This is every industry has these stories, and I think it's a great thing that this is coming to the forefront. This is on everyone's mind. It's certainly been in every conversation this week that I've had. This, you can't get away from it.
Joe, what do you think?
I wonder whether there's ultimately going to be a downside to this, too. I you know, first of all, agree with everything Victoria just said, but I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside. If you're a powerful man, you know, they say that you'd never get in an elevator alone with anybody, any woman. And I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside to this for women in the workplace, as good as it's going to be, or even young men. I mean, the whole Spacey thing, I haven't even heard a woman come forward yet and accuse him of anything. It's all actors, men. You wonder what it's going to do in the workplace with men and women occupying the same space at the same time. And there's always going to be an imbalance in power because that's just the way it's set up. There's people at the top and people not so at the top, and there's going to be attractive people every step along the way. And you wonder where that's going to go for women, and whether men are going to want, if they're the ones running the show, you know, want women around, because it's going to be a liability, and they're going to be said, you know what, I can't go have drinks with you because it's just, it's too much of a risk for me. I can't do that. So we're going to go socialize and we'll see you guys later. I'm wondering where this is going to go in the future.
I think that's a valid concern. However, I do think that that there is a great boundary between men that do this and men that do not. And I don't see women all running around suddenly going, ha-ha, as a chance to make some money. Because I think the ones that are the opportunists will be quite evident. I find that most men and most powerful men are not that way, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And that most women realize that. So
I think most women do realize that, yep.
Yeah, and in fact, you could answer that because you're a woman and you work in the media. You could tell the good guys from the bad guys, can't you?
It's not always easy to tell, but yes, I mean, there are certainly men that I've worked with and for who acted honorably towards me, and then you hear stories later on where, you know, a different girl had a different story, so you don't always know. It's not always easy to spot the bad actors, but, you know, it's the other part of this is the men who knew about this, and this is part of the most disappointing aspect of these stories for me. There were a lot of men who weren't doing anything wrong, but they knew who was, and they didn't say anything. And they stayed in their own lane, and they ignored the situation. They looked the other way. Olivia Munn, who accused Brett Ratner of some pretty hard things, she was friends with a man who worked on the set. That's why she was there that day when this incident happened. And she ran to him right away and told him what happened, and he said, "Oh, sorry about that." He knew. I mean, he knew what was going
on. But didn't everybody know? You know, I was thinking about the case of Seth MacFarlane, who's made jokes about Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey over the last decade or so. So, I mean, here's the thing. And in a way,
Everybody knew, and even we knew. I mean, if you're watching the Academy Awards, he comes out and he says, oh, wow, you won an Academy Award. I guess you don't have to sleep with Harvey Weinstein anymore. I don't know.
Right.
Didn't. Nobody did. We all knew it, and nobody said anything.
That's a good point. And one of the things is, and you have to look at it in cultural context, how many things are going on right now in each and every one of our lives that we know are injustices, that we know are wrong, that we know are unfair, that in a different time, a different place, everybody could say, well, why didn't you say something, Joe? Victoria, why didn't you say something? And you don't because it's not of the times. It's there. This goes on all the time. I mean, they used to make a joke about the casting couch
in different
cultures. What I find interesting is Donald Trump's role in all of this, because, boy, it just seems that he's ripe for this. He's already been accused by many women. His base doesn't seem to care. But how will that play out should the winds of politics change and suddenly Trump no longer be impervious to this type of criticism?
I'm waiting. I'm a Trump guy, and I'm waiting for there was talk about this before the election. I haven't heard anything since then. Now, so he's either tamped it down with tons of dollars, or else there was really nothing there. I mean, I'm waiting.
Well, there have
been
a lot of settlements, though. I mean, there probably have been. Yeah. So, and I think he made a rush to tie up those loose ends before he was inaugurated. So, I mean, I'm in New York City, and there were several women here who had actual legal cases against him. He was supposed to testify in court. That seemed to have gone away. So there's some smoke there, too. But I don't know. Like Michael said, his base doesn't seem to care that he's had at least 7 or 8 women make the same claims against him that have been claimed against Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, all these bad actors. So I don't know. I guess to me as a woman, that's very disappointing that we will allow that in the highest office in the land. But, you know.
Well, we have so far. The question, you know, the book of Trump has yet to be written. We are still in the first year of his presidency, and with so many things swirling around, I mean, for example, let's go down the chart to number 8, positive economic news. What the heck does that mean?
Unemployment's down.
World? Yeah, but we all know that the statistics are distorted. We know that the employment and unemployment statistics are distorted. We know that some people give up looking for jobs. We know that pay scales are lower. We know that the middle class is getting poorer. We know that the wealth gap is getting greater. And a lot of people ask me, and this is just in regular conversation, how come that if the stock market is doing so well, it doesn't seem to be affecting me? I said, well, do you own stocks? And
right.
Most people don't
most
own
people
stocks.
Most people don't. They don't play the stock market.
We're basically talking about the Dow industrial averages. We're talking about a very, very small slice that is of the economic world that's thrown out there through distorted government and private statistics, and
right.
We suddenly think the economy is okay, when in fact it isn't okay.
True. It is true. It's all a facade. We have to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to address the NYC terror attack, which, of course, is number 2 on the list this week. It's also probably number 1 for New Yorkers. But as soon as we get back, we will talk about that. It's 44 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you believe you are what you eat, then consider the link between food and your health. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, it may not be possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food alone. Dr. Catherine Sharif.
Case in point.
Every human has a basic nutritional need for omega-3 fatty acids, but the body can't create them on its own. Known to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease and support brain, joint, and eye health, omega-3s are found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel. But the reality is most people aren't consuming enough through diet alone.
Even those who choose to get their O3 through supplements may be confused about what to look for. That's something the Global Nutrition and Health Alliance, GNHA, is working to change by educating consumers and healthcare professionals alike about optimal nutrition and the use of vitamins, minerals, and supplements. For more info, go to globalnutritionhealth.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Wisconsin hardware store owner could no longer stay in business, so he sold his building, liquidated his inventory, and closed up shop. Then he got a $510 fine for not having a permit to go out of business. Regulation fees and permits make it difficult enough to stay in business. But in Milwaukee, Boston, Albany, and hundreds of other cities, you also need a permit to close your business. They require an itemized inventory of all equipment and supplies every day the business is selling anything, along with a percentage of the revenue as a fee. A look through the lens of liberty reveals no legitimate reason for what one writer calls the sayonara tax. Businesses fail for various reasons, but do they really need government to drive the last nail in the coffin?
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
46 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast. We are making our way through the top 10 stories of the week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, and we're jumping up to number 2, which is the New York City terror attack. Michael, you strike me as a New Yorker, even though you're in Massachusetts. I am in New York City. What's the outside of New York City take on this whole terror situation?
Well, first of all, I am indeed a New Yorker. And
I can smell another New Yorker.
Isn't that amazing? And the outside New York take from what I see is that it's an American attack. Mm-hmm. I don't see the New York aspect of it playing a major role in terms of, well, that's happening in New York, you know. Mm-hmm. I think most Americans see this as another attack. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel that way about the whole world. I don't think people say, well, out of sight, out of mind, far away. I think this is of great concern. What I personally find is how we categorize things as terror or criminal or a crazy person or a lone terrorist or a group of terrorists or how long it's been planned. Is anybody else in on it? I find that whole aspect of the way, and again, this is the media coverage, I find that to be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess the real question here is, you're on the streets of New York. What's the feeling there about security, and what are New Yorkers saying?
You know, I think being New Yorkers, as soon as this happened, I was at home in my apartment. I live on the Upper West Side, and I got the news alert on my phone that this had happened down on the Lower West Side along the Hudson River. Just to give some people some geography, along the Hudson River is a beautiful bike path, and it is very, very busy. We've had a lot of nice weather lately. People are on their city bikes, their rentals, lots and lots of tourists, more so tourists than actual New Yorkers, which was surprising that this person chose. He didn't even get, I mean, if he was aiming for New Yorkers or American citizens, he missed. He got 5 or 6 people from Argentina. Someone from Belgium. I mean, it was, you know, it was not that well planned, even though he said it took a year. So, but in, just in general, New Yorkers' attitudes, I think that we have a fairly strong trust in the NYPD. I think that on a daily level, sort of basis, we feel very safe in New York. I always feel safe in New York. And then that night was the Halloween parade, which was one of the most fun and joyous nights of New York City living. Went off without a hitch. The NYPD had already blocked off all those intersections to prevent something like this happening, which is why this person says later on he rerouted his attack because he knew he couldn't get to the parade. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. You just have to be, I tell all of my friends all the time, get off your cell phones when you're crossing the street, when you're out in public, look up, be aware, because everyone's a smartphone zombie now, and if you don't see a truck coming 20 city blocks at you down the wrong way of a bike path, there's probably something that you're doing that's not being very vigilant. So I think overall the tone, though, is defiance. New Yorkers will not be silenced by this.
You're very right about be aware. I mean, anybody, it's not just the cell phone zombies. I mean, it is a fact of life that when you're out there in the public, especially in a big urban, you know, center where there's so many strangers, transients, potential chaos, one should be extremely alert. And I find people are amazingly unalert.
Yep.
Remember, somebody can just grab your you know, your handbag or steal your wallet or, you know, hit you over the head for no reason because they're freaked out on drugs.
Right.
There's so many dangers. The more people, the more dangerous.
That is very well said. Thank you so much to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. I'm Victoria Keel, and it's 50 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 minutes past the hour, DJ V Show time. And that means it is the time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is our technical guru, our goddess, if you will. And at the end of the week, we always review the top five biggest stories in tech news. You can follow our hashtag Tech Talk. Let's start at number five, Victoria. Google having those smartphone display problems.
It's true. Google, their Pixel 2 XL smartphone doesn't get... It's been advertised a lot. If you watch TV, you will see a lot of ads, but it doesn't really get the attention that a Samsung or an Android, you know, another Android or an iPhone gets. However, it usually gets very good reviews from the techie world. People do like the Google phone. They think it's very intuitive and really well designed. However, they did find a bit of a problem with the latest version of the Pixel 2 XL. They're having some issues with ghosting on their screens, which means it's an OLED screen, which is on par with what the new iPhones are. But the problem is, when you navigate away from a certain app or a certain screen, you're still seeing a ghosted image of the screen that was just prior. And that's a big problem. Yeah, I mean, initially when, like, you know, LCD and LED TVs came out, there were some ghosting issues at the time, which has all been fixed now in that technology, but apparently this has not been fixed yet. So Google got a lot of complaints. I mean, techie people love these phones, and they're the first ones to complain. complain about it. So Google says that the display is exactly the way they designed it. However, they understand that there are some real complaints here. So they're attempting software updates, and they're offering consumers a 2-year warranty instead of the traditional 1-year warranty. So if you have a Google smartphone that a Pixel 2 XL that's had this issue, take it back to the store, and they should probably just recalibrate your warranty on a new phone.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing that they're offering there. All right, a controversial problem in the world of tech. At number 4, Google's burger emoji sparks a hot online debate.
And the funny thing is, Jen, you and I were even talking about this off the air. This story was a big story.
Crazy.
This was covered by, like, Fox and Friends, I think, or Fox.
Well, they were trying to avoid Paul Manafort indictments, you know.
Yeah, right. I get it. They needed to dig deep. But it's so funny because this really caused a lot of controversy. What happened was Google and Apple have each their own version of all of the emojis. That's why when you look at an Android hamburger versus an iPhone hamburger, they do look different. So the different technology, same idea. So Google's version of the hamburger emoji apparently came under fire because Twitter users were very quick to weigh in that the order of the burger toppings was wrong. Google's cheese is wrong, apparently. Apple's lettuce is wrong, so people didn't, you know, they went after the iPhone as well. From the bottom up, it's supposed to be the bun, then the burger, then cheese, and then lettuce and tomato and the top bun. For whatever reason, Google's cheese was underneath the burger, and I don't think that I don't eat meat, so I don't know, but I don't think that actually exists anywhere in a fast food restaurant, right, where the cheese is underneath the burger. So I guess this is what their beef was, no pun intended, with the burger. Emoji. And so now the CEO of Google issued a very funny tweet saying he would literally, quote unquote, drop everything to address the debate as long as folks can agree on the correct way to do the burger emoji. So sure they'll eventually do an update and change it.
In the essence of time, although the burger debate is a hot one, we'll move on to number 3. A Seattle woman's identity was stolen 15 times.
15 times. A woman named Katie Van Fleet came forward this week. She wants to share her experience after the Equifax breach. And basically, the bottom line is people opened a ton of cards in her name. It's going to be very difficult for her. She had to freeze all of her credit reports, which is what we've been advising from day one. TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, freeze all of your credit reports. It's the safest thing to do.
Some new emojis that come along with that operating system update 11 from Apple, right?
Yep, iOS 11.1 is out from Apple, and 70 new emojis are there, so you can go and complain about how they look now, too.
All right, and at number 1, the top story of the week in Tech Talk, Twitter, Google, and Facebook testifying in D.C.
That's right. Lots of ads that they showed the committee in terms of what American consumers saw that were purchased by Russian-backed agencies. 126 million Americans apparently saw these ads. The biggest controversy, though, is that the Senate Judiciary Committee was very upset that none of the CEOs of these companies showed up. It was only their general counsel. So, wah-wah, we'll
smells
see.
A little funny. Mm-hmm. All right, great job. That's the top 5 tech stories of the week. Follow the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk. At 59 minutes past the hour, it's the DJV Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.